Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test.
Happy, happy Tuesday to you, and welcome to another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. So again, it is wonderful to be here with you for another episode of Untapped Potential. This is where we stop by each and every Tuesday to get powered up and energized for the week ahead and to remind ourselves of the important life goals that we are working on. So it's all about motivation. It's all about keeping us motivated with the goals that we want to achieve. As we look at the calendar, we see that today is already October 3rd. So today is already October 3rd, 2023. So we only have November and December before the year is over. So how are those goals going? Have you made any strides? And I think at this point, we just want to see what we can accomplish before the year is over, so that come 2024, we will be ahead of the game with regards to that all important life goal, whether it is losing weight, going back to school, finding a new job, making more money, having, you know, a better relationship with our family, maybe being in a better financial position. So whatever your goal is, this is where we stop by every week to stay motivated, to stay consistent, to stay on track with those goals that we have set out for ourselves. So we always like to start the program on a note of gratitude. So what are you grateful for today? Keep in mind, if you woke up this morning, that is already something to be grateful for. But I'm especially grateful because yesterday, October 2nd, was my godmother, Frances Ann Satney's birthday. So we are grateful for her life, we're grateful for her health, and we're grateful that she gets to see another year of health and life. So again, happy birthday, like we would say in Dominica, Nenen. Happy birthday, Nenen, again, and we wish you long life and happiness. So remember to always find something to be grateful for. So we have another great program for you this evening. This evening, we are going to look at the cannabis industry in Dominica. Last week, we had Mr. Elvis Papi Edwards, a ball of energy from Dominica, now residing in Colorado here in the U.S., and he has made quite a name for himself in the cannabis industry, creating everything from sunscreens to sweatshirts surrounding cannabis. So he has done a tremendous job for himself, and it's especially impressive considering that he does not have a formal education. So he stopped by to tell us all the great work that he's doing with regards to the cannabis industry here in the U.S., and he's also selling some of his products in Dominica. And we were also joined by Mr. Ricardo St. Amy, who is an entrepreneur and someone who's always interested in building the economy of Dominica. So we had a great conversation last week, and so I will bring you the first part of this pre-recorded interview that we did last week on the cannabis industry and the missed opportunities for Dominica. Because I think what we're starting to see with all the programming that I do is that many of our fellow Dominicans have found great success overseas, right? They found great success overseas, and many of them are still interested in giving back to Dominica in some way or the other. So again, we want to thank them for their continuing efforts and for always thinking of Dominica with regards to how we can advance our beautiful nature island, Dominica. So again, thank you for being here for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. Let us enjoy this sound from Exile One Rosita. Of course, it is October, so it is my favorite month because it is the month that we celebrate the culture, the heritage, and everything that is so beautiful about the cuisine, the dance, the lifestyle of being Dominican. So October is my favorite month because we are so immersed in culture, whether we are in Dominica or overseas. So let us enjoy this number from Exile One and Mr. Gordon Henderson, Rosita, and then we will go straight into our interview, and then we will continue with the rest of the program.
Rosita!
Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle, fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com. Visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com. Or call 877-698-0000. 9894.
If you're just joining us, we are talking about over 200 missed job opportunities. What is the way forward with the cannabis industry in Dominica? So I want to get started with you, Elvis, because, you know, cannabis, hemp, we hear all these different terminologies. But even before we get started with your particular journey, just give us some definition so we can differentiate between marijuana, cannabis, hemp, and and the like. So give us a couple of explanations on these particular terms. That would be helpful.
Well, you know, growing up in Dominica, especially growing up marijuana, I didn't even know they had different strains in cannabis, right? I didn't, because most times people just grow weed, right? Mm-hmm. It's after I came in Colorado, after Denver passed the law, I realized, wait a while, in 2014, they passed the cannabis law, and I didn't realize there was different strain, right? I didn't even know nothing about CBD. I didn't know nothing about indica. I didn't know nothing about sativa, right? So I was blown away when my dad used to make cannabis tea, right? And if you get sick, he used to make bush tea, with cannabis for everybody, right? But I didn't know how deep cannabis can be to help all kinds of disease. So I know that my dad was in the cannabis. So living in Colorado, I never smoked in my life. I never tried cannabis in my life, but I know it's good for medication purposes. So I decided to contact some doctors I know and said, I want to do some research on this thing, right? So me very inquisitive and the business mind I am, I said, okay, let me do some research on this thing. Well, come to find out there is something they call CBD, right? THC, right? And for my own brand, right? There's different strain, right? And I went, wait a while. This is what my dad was doing all the time, is using those products to heal people. So I decided I'm going to check it out. So, but I always tell people, I don't want to use the strain that make people get high, use the THC, right? So I didn't want to use any things that can get people high. So I realized there's CBD that can really help you with different disease, different pain, even for your skin. So I said, okay, well, let me call my doctor and do some research. And he told me that, he doesn't know if he can do the research in the school because he was a teacher at the college. So he said he have to do it on his break. So he have to do some research and do some testing. So he told me, you know what? If you want to meet every weekend, we can discuss about the cannabinoid in the cannabis. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay. So I was the first person in Colorado to come up with a hemp-based skincare. Mm-hmm. And people didn't even know you could use this for your skin when I did it in 2014, right?
Yeah, and we want to look at that, but let us stay on the important properties of cannabinoid. So tell us, what are some of the properties in this particular plant which makes it so important and makes it so versatile? So you talked about your dad using it to make teas, but what are the healing properties? What are the effects? Why is this particular plant so important? So tell us some more about the effects, the medicinal and other important properties of this particular plant.
Well, you have indica and sativa, right? So the indica is, it has a higher content of CBD, right? So the indica because the indica is a male and a female, right? But I don't really like to call it male and a female. It's just one have a different properties, benefits. So the sativa have a more higher THC than the indica, right? So the indica strain, it can use for chronic pain, appetite, and anxiety, right? So if you have any, like people that have cancer that have no appetite, you can use indica for that. Mm-hmm. People that want to lose, because most time when you have cancer, first thing gone is appetite, right? Mm-hmm. So you can use the indica strain for you to eat, right? And also it's good for different, I mean, because sometimes people want to use cannabis product and they work for the government, right? So and they want to get tested for the THC. So that's why sometimes we have a strain just for the CBD, and we remove the THC from most of our product, and we have only CBD in it. So and, okay. the, and so this yeah.
Right. Now, Ricardo, let me come to you. So what I'm going to do, Elvis, I'm going to come back to you so you can tell us, you know, what made you qualify to even get into this industry? So I want you to tell us a little bit about your background as well. But let me ask you to mute your mic just a little bit and go over to Ricardo. So, Richie, do we know, with the exception of marijuana being grown in Dominica, do we know if there's any opportunities right now that we are using cannabis in any way, in any products on the island, to create that industry that we're talking about?
Well, I don't know specifically of any industry at the moment. Mr. Elvis wanted to do an industry in the island and he got shut down. Mm-hmm. But as far as us doing something, there's a lot of stuff that we can do on the island as far as growing cannabis. There's an illegal trade of cannabis on the island, but as far as a legal trade of it, there's nothing legal that I know of that is being done on island.
Yeah, because as far as we know that the government has legalized, what is it, a couple of ounces that the young men have now taken to smoking. But other than that, we don't really have an industry to really speak about when we see other islands like Barbados, for example, taking advantage of the cannabis industry. So would you say that legalization would be the first step in order to create that industry in Dominica?
I think legalization would.
Okay.
It was done with the wrong ideology.
Mm-hmm. And we know you're on your way home, so we're going to be patient because we can't really see you.
It was done with the wrong ideology. Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Yeah. So go ahead and set yourself up, Richie, and we'll come back to you. So just mute your mic for a minute while you're getting organized. I know you're on your way home, so thank you for being here. So Elvis, let me come back to you in the meantime. What made you qualify for getting into this industry? So tell us a little bit about your background. What did you do before all of this? And unmute your mic, please.
Well, I will tell you, right? I'm always inquisitive. I never went to school in Dominica. So I learned as I go, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the best thing I ever did is never get an education in Dominica, because I think if I get an education in Dominica, I would come in America and maybe figure out something that I study for. But I didn't learn. I went to night school, I went to library, I teach my own self, right? Mm. But yeah, I was inquisitive. I had ADD. So I'm always good in sports. So I'm always active and always want to learn, right? So when I left Dominica, I never know how to read and write. I mean, I know to read, but I never know. So I teach myself, right? So it was just something I know my dad was always into. I grew up with the plants, you know what I mean? And that's why I have I grew up with CBD and aloe vera in my backyard. So I was inquisitive why everybody in Dominica have an aloe tree, right? Mm-hmm. And why all the Rastaman have a ganja tree. It's something that I know my dad always, he never been to a doctor. The first time my dad went to a doctor, he never came out, right? So he have asthma, but he never gets sick to say, hey, I'm sick, take me to a doctor. Mm-hmm. Every time he gets sick, he know what to do, you know what I mean? And growing up and watching him make his own medicine from plants, mm-hmm. I knew there was something in there that can heal people. Not just smoking, right? Although he was a big smoking guy, but when it comes to making medicine, he always boiled the tea, you know what I mean? So I knew there was different purposes, different healing, different way to get it in your body.
Yeah, and you know, you speak so very well of the importance of being inquisitive, right? Because here you were, a young boy growing up in Dominica, you know, a lack of formal education, but you observed. And you know, the Rasta men have been right in so many ways.
So
the
we put
Rasta
so much
men that we, you know, looked down on many times when we were growing up, they were right in so many ways. And we want to give them credit. For despite the challenges that they faced, you know, they continue to investigate marijuana and the properties that were important beyond just simply getting high. So let's continue with your journey. So you got to the U.S. Did you obtain formal education at this point? What was your journey when you got to
I went to Antigua and I was good in sports, right? I was in West Maringers in Marigot, in Wesley, right? So I had a couple of coaches. Actually, they're still coaching. So so I went to Antigua for Carnival, and I met with the back then Prime Minister, someone I got in the really right set of people, right? And they said, hey, we hear Dominican have a lot of fast runners, and there's a meet in Antigua. Do you want to go and join? And because people said, oh, this guy is very fast. So I was like, okay, I will join. So I joined the Antigua team, right? And when I start to run in Antigua, I never lose. I never lose. I was running with no shoes, nothing, and I never lose a race, right? And the Prime Minister in Antigua back then, VC Bird, his people said, hey, can you run for Antigua? And I said, why not? Why not? So they gave me a visa to go and train for the Olympics.
Wow.
So I tell my coach, you know, that visa I'm getting, you know, I'm not gonna come back. I'm gonna train, but I am not gonna come back, right?
Wow.
He said, dude, you are Dominican. Who cares? You don't want to come back and run for Antigua. So that's how I get to America is running, right?
Wow.
And it was just blessing. So anyway, I came to Colorado, and when I came here, it was cold and snowy, and I was like, oh my goodness, what am I gonna do in this country, right? So I had a girlfriend who lived here, you know what I mean, and she became my wife. So we had a little girl, and she's 20 right now. Anyway, wow. she's an amazing daughter, and so I always. When I came here, I get to a library, and my fiance back then, she was a teacher, right? So she used to teach me little things, and when she come home and teach me how to read and write and do maths and read books. But I always want to read the book, How America Was Established. Who created light? Who created this? Invent this. So I'm always want to invent. I don't know where this comes from, because I never went to school for business, right?
Right.
But is the book I read is like, I want to see who invent different things. I mean, so that's
that natural curiosity again.
Yes, I started reading about invention, and you have to pilot patent, and you have to do all this. I was like, wait, this is very this is new for me. So I started inventing. Yes. As I said, people that know me in America, they know that I am a guy. If you don't hear from me, it's because I'm working on something.
Mm-hmm.
So cannabis was just something that clicked, right? Because the cannabis had a stigma in Dominica saying, oh, you're going to be just like a dad. You're going to be no nobody. Actually, my teacher called me the other day and told me I was the person that was more likely to do good in sports. Unlikely to fail in education.
And you proved him wrong.
But not even that, he told me, you know, Dominica couldn't diagnose you because he knew that I had a learning problem. But there was no way to help me. Because I was good in sports, I was ADD, but I wasn't good at nothing else. You know what I mean? I was just because the teacher didn't have time to wait for me, you know what I mean?
And you know, Elvis, you're unpacking so much right now with this conversation, because you're also speaking to the need we have in Dominica to recognize our young people's unique talent
talents without trying to put them in a box of education. And it is unfortunate that in 2023, we're still seeing that a lot of times if students are not academically inclined, there are really no other opportunities for them to have a productive life. So I think you're showing us that you're an important role model for children in Dominica who are not academically inclined, but can still create that path to success. So tell us about your first initial step into cannabis when you realized that this was going to take off.
Okay, so the first thing I did, right? My hand wasn't in the cannabis itself. I invented a hoodie, right? Because I said, you know what? I don't want to touch cannabis. And I said, no, I don't want to touch it because everybody told me, you're going to be like a dad. Your dad is nobody. He's a wayward, you know what I mean? So I said, you know what? I'm going to show people I am not going to touch cannabis. because it was a taboo in Dominica, right? Mm-hmm. So I create a hoodie. It's called Vaporware, where you can smoke. And I make that hoodie, right, for the veterans that come from the war in Iraq that could use the cannabis, but sometimes they have sometimes they paralyze, right? So I invented a hoodie, so if you paralyze, you can smoke, you can take your cannabis, your medicine from your hoodie, because most of them are in a wheelchair. And that's the reason I really I was helping veterans, right, from the war. So I create a hoodie, you could take your cannabis from your hoodie without even touching anything. And that was my purpose of making that hoodie. But then I patented it for 20 years, but then it gets so big, right? After I made that hoodie, I was in the X Games. So we launched in Aspen, and I'm telling you, my phone crashed after it launched because everybody in America wanted a hoodie, right? So I was on BuzzFeed, I was on Dateline, I was everywhere talking about this hoodie. And I realized I just create something huge. So it just took off from there. But my goal was not to touch cannabis still because I was still scared of it, right? Mm-hmm. But then again, is after I run into my business partner, now a doctor, he told me about, hey, you know, there's a lot of stuff in this cannabis that is can help people. Since I saw your hoodie and I think we should do something with it. And because everybody was using cannabis, but it was the wrong way. They were smoking it, you know what I mean? And I was like, there's so many ways you can use cannabis without smoking it. So I decided to do my own research and see the benefits of cannabis. And what I realized, America owned a patent for cannabinoid. America owned a patent for THC. America owned a patent for all this cannabis strain. And I was like, why America owned all this? I mean, why America owned this? It must be something that even there that they own it. Because I like to do my research and I love to see who owned this and who owned that. And when I saw America owned the patent for cannabinoid, I said, this is something that I need to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hold that thought. Let me go over to Ricardo. I see that you're all set up. So thank you again for joining us. Now, you know, I want to go back to something Elvis said, Richie, because I think it is so important. And we have to keep pushing this topic until it gets done. The lack of opportunity for young people in Dominica who are not academically inclined. What are your thoughts on that? Because now we are looking at Elvis and seeing how far he has gone with being successful, despite not necessarily being academically inclined. So what are your thoughts, Richie? How can we finally get past this notion? Because, you know, I've been doing this program for over 2 years, and that is one of the things that I talk about all the time. And I know I'm not the only one who talks about it, but how can we get past being stuck on this thing that success means you have to be academically inclined?
Well, it's our parents used to did us a little bit of injustice when they used to tell us, if you don't do good, I'm going to send you to the farm. Mm. If you don't do good, I'm going to make you go in garden. You know? Yes. So that was a bad notion for us as growing up, as kids and growing up. Even some of us, to this day, we do that to our kids now.
Yep.
So it's a stigma that we have to break out of. And I believe that if we start re-educating ourselves, even as adults, and re-educating our whole ideology and making people know that going to the farm is not taboo, because in America, a lot of people farm.
Right.
The people leave Dominica and come to America to pick apples, to pick cabbages, to do all kinds of farm work. Mm-hmm. And that's where the money is. I believe that going back to the soil is where the money is. And if we utilize industries like cannabis, capitalize on our rich soil, but again, we not thinking about empowering our people. We only thinking about empowering ourselves as leaders, you know? So who cares about what Elvis doing on the side road? We got Elvis smoke weed, man. We legalize you a three ounce you can have for yourself. And then we still come back and take it back from you later on when you grow more than 3 ounces. You know, so it's
And then my question is always, who's monitoring how much these guys are actually smoking?
You know, get
on a practical note, it is completely impractical to say, oh, you can only have, because who's going around Dominican monitoring how much they're smoking? So it's a disaster.
They're monitoring it because they know who they're looking for and seeing who's growing, so they can now come and attack you. You know what I'm saying?
And Richie,
it's a trap.
And Richie, I didn't realize it's after I left Dominica and I proposed my idea to the government. They went and do that. Because the plants, let me tell you, right? And I'm reading about Dominica, about Domlek, and about water, right? I am not in 2018. If that government had taken my business plan and implemented it at Ross University, right? And make plus mouth, just plus mouth, legalize plus mouth, and you have to be 18 and over, okay? Let's say to even 21 and over, to even touch cannabis, or even to even take CBD, or. And my plans were so big, guys. Mm-hmm. We would have buy a generator for every we would have buy a generator for every
farmer.
Yes,
every village.
And Elvis, let us have this conversation right now, because I want to talk about everything else that you're involved in. But our concern is always the investment for Dominica. So let us have this conversation right now.
By the way, let me say good afternoon, good morning, Dominicans. I love you guys. Dominica, I love you. It's funny that I'm coming on Q95 for the first time when we have a new president, I guess.
New president-elect. President-elect. She hasn't been sworn in yet.
Well, she's in. Anyway, it's funny, and I heard we have sandflies. I heard we have no water. I heard we have no
Yes. So Elvis, let us talk about the plan that you had that you proposed to Dominica. And Richie, I want your feedback as well as Elvis is talking, because that is what we're here for. You know, we are very proud of everything Elvis has done, but like many, many, many of us Dominicans, when we become successful, the first thing we think of doing is giving back to where we come from.
Yes. Right?
So Elvis, tell us, what was your proposal? When did you make that proposal? What it included and what happened?
Guys, I need about 10, 20, 20 minutes. I'm going to go in depth.
Yes.
And if anybody want the contract I sent to the Prime Minister office, they can have it. I will make it available for everybody to read. You keep on saying 200 jobs, but I will say 20,000 jobs. Not 200, 20,000. right? So I went to the prime minister, I think it's 2018, 19, somewhere there, with my business people. From, I had the investment, I had the backing, I had the lawyers, I had everybody in Colorado that make the law, the lawyers, everybody. I went to the prime minister in Dominica. I said, hey, we are here for a contract. It could be 50 years, 100 years. We want Ross University because Ross been sitting there for how many years? We want to make Ross the center of cannabis research in the world. If you go to America, they have the FDA, and you cannot, even though you find any testing, you can even publish it because they'll stop you. I have all the doctors, I have everybody is ready to come to Dominica. We can even bring students to the research. We can bring doctors to the research. We can bring scientists to do research on cannabis. They have no, they have no kind of barrier, right?
Yeah, no FDA.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
But not even that. We will buy because everybody was in financial problems with Ross gone. Everybody I talked to in Portsmouth, either the bank is calling them, or either the bank has already took the building. My proposal to them to the government, we will come in and we will buy everything from the bank or buy it from the owners, and make it a school, make it a research center, and not even that, give us the license to open shops so people can come in and get cannabis treatment for cancer, get cannabis treatment for chronic pain, for any disease they have, for anything they have. They will come to Dominica, open it for the French countries to come in, open it for the Caribbean to come in. They can come in, but just possible, not hold the Dominica, and we will hire 5,000 farmers. Because you can, and then every 3 months or every 6 months, we'll hire a different 5,000 farmers. So if somebody cannot plant, we will pay everybody with the tax revenue, right? So if this farmer can plant this year, we'll still pay him. Mm-hmm. So everybody win. So nobody get jealous, right? Let's say Wesley plants this in the last 6 months, because it take every 3-4 months for a first harvest, right? 3 months.
Four months for
the first harvest. So if Wesley plant this harvest, which Wesley plant, then Holy Mystery. Then I mean, so different village can have that, but we'll hire 5,000 farmers, right? And we will make Dominica be the center of the world when it comes to cannabis, because I saw it happen in Colorado. Right now, even though Denver was the first and not the only state that have cannabis, everybody still come here for cannabis, because it's like a tourist. They come in here like a tourist destination to get cannabis. And then there was the first. When you are the first, you know, people love the first, right? Mm-hmm. Dominica would have been the first when it comes to cannabis research, cannabis studies, cannabis hotels, cannabis farms. And they took my plan, they took my idea, and they said, yes, they will consider it. And next thing I know, I'm hearing a guy coming from Europe with a plane, coming from Dominica to plant marijuana because he have authorization to plant. And I was like, what nonsense is this? You know what I mean? I came in Dominica with a good plan. My plan is being sold or whatever, give it away and for different people. And now I'm hearing Ross have 18 students studying and nobody's benefiting.
Nine
students. And when we could have made Ross the center of cannabis world, right? To do some research, and people would come to Dominica to get treatment. And I'm telling you, it would have been 100,000 people by now coming to Dominica for treatment, for coming for recreation, coming for everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Elvis. Richie, your thoughts, because I think what Elvis is saying is so important, because, you know, what happens is you see the ripple effects of an industry like that. So it is not just the sale of the cannabis. It is not just the smoking, it's not just the medicinal purposes, but other industries. And we always talk about that Nature Island brand, that Nature Island brand that we can build an entire economy surrounding. So Richie, your thoughts on fringe industries and youth employment, other opportunities which could have come. And that is why Elvis is saying it's not 200 jobs, it's 20,000 jobs. So other fringe benefits, Richie, that could have emerged from this opportunity.
Well, okay, like he said, hotels would benefit from this. Young people would benefit from it. The entire island would benefit from this activity. Mm-hmm. But our people, I saw you raise your hand a little bit.
Richie, I was thinking we would have a scholarship program so no kids left behind, because I'm very passionate about education, you know, because I know that I didn't get one in Dominica. So now we're hearing kids is in school. You know how crazy it is for you to start school and cannot finish?
Mm-hmm.
That might set somebody in depression.
Mm-hmm.
That might set somebody suicidal. That might set somebody to do things that maybe they... Dominicans don't know what is going to happen to those kids. Embarrassment, you know what I mean? Feel like you're no one. I mean, is Dominican know what is happening? By the way, is this kids, are they back in Dominica?
Know, I've been trying to reach out to them. And of course, for anyone who's less familiar with what Elvis is talking about, he's talking about the fact that a lot of students from Grambling State University and my alma mater, Midwestern State University, have had to cancel their classes and were given a deadline to return to Dominica because they were on government scholarships and the government has not paid millions of dollars. And unfortunately, despite all the years that the students have invested in their education, they are now forced to return to Dominica. And the unfortunate part about it is these students are not willing to talk publicly because they still anticipate that they will be able to receive the funding to potentially go back to school. Because like you said, I cannot imagine a more frustrating and depressing thing, having gone to Midwestern State myself, than to invest all these years and then not receive a degree, not be able to secure a job because a scholarship that I was promised was not executed. So you are right that could have been a source of funding as a scholarship for the students.
Because I was going to say, our plan was to take care, to have we would always put money aside and send about 10 scholarships every year, maybe even 20 every year. Because since Colorado passed the cannabis law in 2014, every year, $400 million. Every quarter. So think about it.
$400 million.
Yes, they make every year.
Wow.
And that's every quarter. That's not a year, every quarter. Right?
Yeah. It's a billion-dollar industry. It's a billion-dollar industry.
And for 2014 to 2023, Dominica would have been Dubai with oil.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid, even before they're born in Dominica, could have 10,000 invest under the name. Because of this cannabis industry. I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Go ahead, Richie.
Yes, go ahead, Richie.
Well, I'm just reading a comment here. It's saying that according to a letter I read yesterday, Grambling is allowing the students / government one last chance to make their payment this semester.
Wow. So we're grateful for that.
It's grateful, but what I'm saying is, we have three schools in the United States that has refused our students at this very moment due to lack of payment from our government. Mm-hmm. And that's an embarrassing situation, mm-hmm. a very embarrassing situation for our island, for our people, as you said, for the students who could possibly go into depression due to the lack of them having to go back to Dominica to do what? To sit down and watch who? Not say you're going back to Dominica and getting a little job or something where you could, you know, keep yourself active and motivate you back yourself, you know, but going back home to just sit down. There's no job opportunities. There's nothing there to be done when we could have had an industry which could have generated good amount of money annually, or quarterly, however Lee we would want to put the Lee, and people would have something to come back to. But we have nothing. We have no lights. We have no water. I don't know what's going on,
you know. And you know, Elvis is right, because I know that is the thought process that many, I mean, 99% of students who go away to study, they're thinking, you know, this is my opportunity to stay out of Dominica because there are no opportunities. But if we had something like a cannabis industry where the jobs were plentiful, the opportunities were plentiful, I would love to go right back home, because who doesn't want to be in sun and sea and rivers and waterfalls all day long? Well, you know, now we don't have Dominica, so I don't know about that.
And let me tell you, right, I'm gonna predict something on the air tonight. But let me tell you, right, half of the doctors in America, right, is interested of cannabis research. Mm-hmm. I mean, I sent you an article of the number one cannabis research in, she was working on brain, you know what I mean? A surgeon, mm-hmm. right? She
and we're going to have different... her on. We're going to bring her on.
I'm going to bring her on for you guys. Mm-hmm. She is the number one doctor on cannabis research, cannabinoids, the nervous system, how it works. She's the number one in the world. She's my friend. She is telling me she's willing to move to Dominica and open a clinic, a research center for the whole entire world. She told me, Elvis, you are my... I sent you it. She sent me her number, even her address. Mm-hmm. And we talk, and you see me and her in my car. Mm-hmm. And this lady, and she loved me so much. She's like, Elvis, read the text. Let's change mm-hmm. the world. Right? Mm-hmm. She said, let's change the world. And she wants to start in Dominica. But I'm going to predict something in Dominica right now. I want to say, Dominicans right now, change is coming. Not with this government, after this government. Every village will have not a generator, but solar system. Every village will be... have school, good schools, every village with cannabis, right? I want to predict something saying cannabis is not, well, I'll say,
taboo,
too late to do in Dominica, because no other country in the Caribbean is doing what my business plan is. Lennox Linton is ready. Jason Fountain is ready, right? Any of those two leaders, they are ready to bring in new investment, new faces, new body, new minds. Because this minds that they right now, they are, it's like three blind mice.
Right, because even when you talk, Elvis, about this lady who's doing brain research surrounding cannabis, and she's ready to move to Dominica, you know, I get excited, but then the next thing we obviously think about are all the obstacles that are going to be put in her way to make this impossible, and it's sad that we have to think like that.
No, it wouldn't happen under this government. This government is out, they're going out. This government is, I give them 5-7 months. This government is going out, okay? Mm-hmm. This, we are going to get, and I don't care if it's Leonard Clinton or
Thompson, right? Mm-hmm.
They both are ready. And I have the investors. I have them. I have the doctors, I have the investors, and I have the mind people to do everything, all right? Mm-hmm. So we are not going to sell them passport, because passport is selling your birthright, right? And you will never sell a birthright, right? Mm-hmm. I am telling you, the people that I am talking to, Dominica is in a place right now that isn't good. It's like Dubai with oil, right? You know what I mean? You control the price. You know what I mean? We control, and forget about international airport. It's not going to build, guys. Forget about, because the passport is done. Right? The only thing else that is there is cannabis. And this government is not into... By the way, I saw one of the ministers building some kind of
resort?
Resort. By the way, and that wasn't my business plan, you know. But you cannot build a resort with the people. What you can do, you can do grow yourself, and you're going to produce yourself, and people are going to break into this because they're going to say, why this guy is making all this money and we are poor? You have to create jobs for people. You can't create jobs for yourself.
And you know, Elvis and Richie, that's why I get so incensed and so outraged when I hear government ministers say, if not CBI, then what?
What? Yes.
When we look at all the folks who have come on this program and have talked about the industries we can build, the economies we can build for Dominica, if we just allow people the space, the opportunity, the access to be able to do what they need to do to grow the economy. It makes you think that the lack of interest is a political strategy. I hate to say it, but that is how it comes across, that the preventing people from having an opportunity is to keep them dependent. And that is why at the beginning of this program, I always say that, yes, we have the other battles to fight, but we also have to keep building our own independent economy, because when people are financially stable, they can make other choices. But I want us to already get into the businesses you have created, Elvis, because that is going to show us the missed opportunities. And Facebook, I'm seeing your comments. Thank you so much for being there. Hey, Havis Badui, Badwill. So I'm going to come and take your comments, and our callers get ready. We'll take your calls in about 10 minutes. But we want to look at some of the businesses that Elvis has created and how these are missed opportunities for Dominica. So Elvis, go ahead. And Richie, feel free to chime in.
Okay, first of all, I'm holding three products, right? Three products with my hand right there. I have the CBD capsule, and I have the CBD sunscreen and the CBD moisturizer. Guys, I want to tell you right now, all these products could be making in Dominica right now. I am the only person in the world that have FDA approval to make a sunscreen made from cannabis. No one else can do it. No
Repeat one... that. Repeat that, Elvis.
I am the only person in the world that have a hemp approved sunscreen. It took me a lot of time, a lot of research, and it has, and you don't, first of all, people told me it can never be done. Never be done. And I said, watch me, because you know me, I don't take no for an answer. So I get the great minds, and I'm holding the first, you can see it right there, CBD and aloe vera sunscreen. And this right here, right? People complain about sandfly and the bites and about the max and the sore. Guys, you can get this in Dominica right now. This is good for any kind of sandfly bites. If you get rashes, if you want to know about aloe vera, the benefits of aloe vera, you will see. It's a healing product, guys. Inflammation. And it has CBD in there too. So I have, this might be in about 5 locations in Dominica. It's in Calabishi, it's in Bullseye Pharmacy, it's in Big in Wesley, different by Calabishi is by Austria, and in Portsmouth is at Bullseye Pharmacy, and it's at one of my guy that owns this the fire station that fixes the phone. You can get them there. If you have sandfly bites, guys, this is the product to use. It's selling Dominica. I think I'm gonna drop the price because it's kind of very expensive because of customs, but I'm willing to take a loss for my customers and drop the price because we have a sandfly problem in Dominica. And you and the black spots that on your feet, this can remove it, right? And coming back to the sunscreen, it took me a couple of years to do this. And the FDA said, you know, we never had to do a research for sunscreen and cannabis before. But COVID happened, right? And a lot of companies closed down, but the FDA never closed. So they have everything worked in my favor, you know what I mean? I'm a blessed child, right? So all the research center was open, and more people start working on my product because we had the money
But let me ask you, Elvis, why is it important to have cannabis in sunscreen?
Because I will tell you why. Because when you go in the sun, right, the first thing your skin do is it's something like it gets inflammation, right? And we Black people can get sunburned, but they never teach us that in school. We can get sunburned. We can get skin cancer, but they never teach us that, right? So on my research, we Black folks have about 5% SPF already in our skin, right? Because we have dark skin. But we can still get sunburned. And our sun, and what I realized, the aloe vera can heal your skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the CBD is good for inflammation. When you get sunburned, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Right? your skin inflammation, it gets swollen, and then it gets burst, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sore. So what the FDA realized, they said, well, we're going to try it on 18 people and put them in the sun and see what happened. It fails 3 times because I will tell you what happened. We also make it waterproof, right? So some of the darker skin people was being fine, and somebody lighter skin was being
burned.
Well, burnt a little bit. So they said we have to change the.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK, and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
Into the first portion of the interview that we did with Mr. Ricardo St. Amy out there in Atlanta, right here in my area in Atlanta, Georgia, as well as Mr. Elvis Papi Edwards out there in Colorado, talking about the cannabis industry in Dominica. The lack of the industry actually in Dominica, because when you think about it, we could be doing so much more of the production that Elvis is doing in Colorado, in Dominica. But of course, we do not have the enabling environment in Dominica to facilitate his efforts. So we wish him much success, and I will bring you the second part of this program next week. In terms of our tip of the week this week, I want to direct you to my own personal book, Push Past 10, because I think, you know, that is where most of us lack the ability to succeed with our goals. We're simply not consistent. So the premise behind Push Past 10 is simply convincing yourself to do whatever you need to do for 10 minutes. So the book began because it was the way I motivated myself to work out. I would simply tell myself, just commit to doing 10 minutes. And that 10 minutes would quickly build momentum. And I found myself doing an hour. So it just sparked the idea in my mind that many people would benefit from this book, this idea that if you commit to 10 minutes, you will be able to push so much further beyond the 10 minutes to be able to accomplish your goals. And that is where, that is how I was able to remain consistent with working out and still remain consistent with working out to this day. 20 years later, it is also the same premise I used when I was working on my dissertation for my PhD. You know, who wants to spend all this time on research and writing, right? But I would tell myself, just do 10 minutes. And before I know it, that 10 minutes, before I knew it, that 10 minutes would turn into an hour and sometimes 2 hours. So I want to encourage you to get a copy of the book, especially if you're struggling to be consistent with whatever you're trying to do. So again, www.pushpast10.com, www.pushpast10.com. PUSHPASD10.com, and you can simply click on the book and get a copy for less than $10. While you're there, you also want to get a copy of our Dominique Anu. This is the book that we're using to raise funds to do important work in Dominica. So that is also on the homepage of Push Past 10. We also have our YouTube channel for any interviews you may have missed along the way, as well as the past podcast of Untapped Potential. So much going on pushpast10.com. Of course, if you're on social media, you can follow us on Facebook at Push Past 10 Media, and as well on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is Push Past 10. So again, thank you for being here for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. This is where we stop by every week to get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and to remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So I always look forward to spending this time with you, and I hope you will come back next week at the same time, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, as we get powered up and energized together. So until then, remember to tap into your potential. Remember to stay strong, stay positive, stay engaged, and stay active. Until we meet again next week at the same time, you have yourself a productive week.